Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Cricket Podcast. We're going to look ahead to the upcoming series between Australia, India and England. And joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is former England player Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good.
Kind of looking forward to this. Kind of don't know what to expect as well, because England haven't had the best recent run of things. Owen Morgan taking over as the one-day international captain. It's probably his toughest test to date. Where do you see England standing at the moment?
Well, yeah, I think you're right in everything you've just said. I think for England, I think Australia and India will probably be just changing the side around quite a bit. I think for England, this international series is really important for them. I think they need to get some form and hit the ground running before the World Cup. So I think England will be taking it a lot more serious. And I know the guys, since they've been back from Sri Lanka, have been practicing over Christmas. So I think we've seen an improved performance in two performances since they've got over to England, and I think they look like they're going to be a lot more positive up front, which a lot of the supporters and media have been calling for. So with Alistair Cook being left out, I think we're going to see a bit more dynamic batting up front.
Okay, interesting betting. Australia 5-6 now, the number one one-day international side in the world. India, current world champions, are 2-1, and England 4-1. Interesting with your thoughts there as well. You think England will take it more seriously than the other two. The other two have got less to prove, haven't they? And England really need a big tournament to try and gear themselves up for the World Cup. So is there starting to be a bit of value in England at fours?
I think it is. I really do. And just for that reason, I think, you know, Australia are going to be without Michael Clarke, who's coming back from injury. I think we'll see probably likes of Mitchell Johnson rotated, and I think because they've been playing Test cricket before Christmas, a lot of their players are now involved in the Big Bash in Australia. They've not played a lot of 50-over cricket, similar with India. So I think England can really, they've really just been focusing on the 50-over. So I think they've got, a little bit in front of the other nations. And as I say, they need to put some results together before the World Cup if they've any chance. So 4-1 in a little tournament before World Cup, I think is real value.
Okay, Australia still the side to beat though for you? I mean, they thrashed England earlier on, didn't they? Beating 4-1 in last January's one-day series. They also beat South Africa by the same scoreline, who are second favourites for the World Cup, so they're a pretty good side, aren't they?
I mean, let's not get too carried away. Australia, in their own backyard, are very, very tough to beat. We've just seen them dismantle India in the tests as well. So, yes, they are going to be difficult to beat, but I think we'll see Australia really try and rotate and get people, as many batsmen and bowler in form going into the World Cup. I don't think results is their priority. I think if you look at England, Peter Moores and Paul Farbrace have come under a bit of scrutiny as coach, Owen Morgan as captain. They'll really want some results. So that's why I think England, are good value at 4-1.
Okay. We've also got a whole range of other markets on site as well. We'll take a look at a couple of those before we get stuck into the first match for England, which takes place at 20 past 3 on Friday morning. Top series batsmen, we've got it specific to each team. So we'll start with Australia, who are the home nation, of course. David Warner, 9-4 there. Aaron Finch, 11-4. Stephen Smith, 100-30. Shane Watson, 4-1 and 8-1 bar. Anybody stand out to you there?
Yeah, I just think, given how teams play now, I think the openers are ones to look at, especially in Australia with the power players. So I think David Warner, for me, is in really good form. I know a lot of their batsmen have scored runs in Test cricket, but David Warner, he opens the innings. He likes to get Australia off to a good start. And normally when he does get in, he goes big. So I think he's one of them batsmen who'll play in most of the games. So for me, for Australia, I'd go with David Warner.
Okay, David Warner for Australia. Just want to get your thoughts on Stephen Smith. Obviously, we mentioned that the Australia captain Michael Clarke won't be playing. He's still out injured. But do you see Stephen Smith stepping in at number four and maybe having a big big run of things, because he's in good form at the moment, isn't he?
He is in very good form, yeah. You know, he's fantastic, really. I was taken to the captaincy and kept his form in Test cricket as well. I just think they'll try different combinations, Australia. I think we might see Glenn Maxwell bat a bit higher than he has done. George Bailey is vice-captain, so he's going to captain Michael Clarke. It's a fairly big series for him, because there's been talk of if Michael Clarke comes back, he could be the one dropping out. So I just think they'll keep the top two, Finch and Warner, together. So Steve Smith has played a lot of cricket. He may miss one or two games as well. So that's why I'm pumping towards David Warner.
OK, good. Top series batsman then for England: Ian Bell, 7-2. Joe Root and Moeen Ali, also 7-2. James Taylor is 9-2. Alex Hale, sixes with Owen Morgan. And then 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Moeen Ali's made a good start to his one-day international career. And Ian Bell's been scoring runs as well in the warm-up matches. Two of those two of those are joint favourites. His co-favourites of three is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Can you see why?
Yeah, I mean, it were interesting for me before the two warm-up games England have played, who were going to be the opener to replace Alistair Cook. I thought they might have gone with Alex Hales and Moeen Ali, but they've plumped for Ian Bell, and he's repaired the captain and selectors with a 50-odd and 187. And he's experienced, he knows the Australian conditions. I still think he's England's best player. So for me in this market, it's between Bell, Joe Root, who's been in good form, and I've been really impressed with James Taylor. But I'm just going to go with the experience of Ian Bell. Again, he's going to be opening the innings. I think he'll play all the games. He'll be wanting to nail down that spot come the World Cup. And he started the two warm-up games, as I said, in fine form. And I'm going to go with Ian Bell.
OK, Ian Bell for England. With regards to India then, Virat Kohli is 2-1 at the top of the market. Rohit Sharma is 130. Dhawan 4-1. Rahane is 5s. Rayner 6s and 7-1 are bigger prices for the others. We know that India have a pretty strong batting lineup. It's usually the bowling that lets them down. So who stands out to you there?
It does. I mean, I thought their batsmen did really well in Test cricket, and the pitches have been really good. Obviously, Virat Kohli is the outstanding batsman. He's India will pin a lot of hopes on. I'm just going to go for a little bit of value on Rohit Sharma. I like the way he plays one day cricket. I think he plays spin and seam equally as well, and I just think he's one of them batsmen who can be destructive in that early middle order, and I think he'll have plenty of chances to bat rather, and I'll go with Rohit Sharma.
Okay, just switching to ball in hand then, just looking at the series top bowlers, starting again with Australia. Mitchell Johnson is 5-2, Josh Hazlewood is 7-2, James Faulkner is at 4s with Mitchell Stark, 9-2 for Pat Cummins, and 6-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who do you like for Australia?
Yeah, no surprise, Mitchell Johnson is the top of the market. Again, I think they're going to rest him for a couple of games. He's had a decent workload in the tests, and he really is a bowler who will want to keep fit for the Ashes later in the summer. Hazlewood, I think, might be in and out of the team as well. I think the guy who really needs a big series before the World Cup is Mitchell Stark. Left arm over the wicket, swings it in, he's put a bit of pace on. I think we'll see him the majority of the games, and that's why I'm plumping for Mitchell Stark to be top wicket taker for Australia.
Okay, Mitchell Stark for Australia. In terms of England then, Stuart Broad 3-1, Jimmy Anderson 130, Chris Wilkes 9-2 with Stephen Finn, 5-1 for James Treadwell, and 6s or bigger for the others. England look a different proposition with Broad and Anderson back in the side, so either of those two on the shortlist for you here?
Yeah, they've got to be, haven't they? I mean, I believe that James Anderson's got a little bit of an injury, so he might not play tomorrow. If there's any doubt over him or Stuart Broad, I think we'll see him wrapped in cotton wool to the World Cup. But again, they've not played a lot, so again, they'll want to try and get some overs under the belt. Stuart Broad in particular started very well, 4 wickets the other day. I think this market's between him and Chris Wilkes, given the bit of injury to James Anderson, but I'm going to go with a man who's tried and tested, and I think Stuart Broad for me, for England top wicket taker.
Stuart Broad then for England. And for India, we've already mentioned that their bowling is sometimes their Achilles heel. We need somebody to stand out for them, and Shami is 11-4 at the top of the market. Sharma is 7-2, Ashwin 4-1 with Yadav, and Kumar is 9-2 and 11-2 or bigger prices for the others. Who's going to stand up then for India in this series?
Again, you're right, the seamers just couldn't get it right in Australia in the test, and I think that'll be the same in one day. I think India's strength over the years has been spin. And I just think Jadeja and Ashwin need big series if India are going to do anything, and I'm going to go with the off-spinner Ashwin to be the top wicket taker.
Okay, Ash win for India. Let's get stuck into the first match then. It's Australia against England, which takes place at 3:20 a.m. on Friday. Australia are 4-9 to win the match. England are 7-4. It's a tricky one, isn't it, taking on Australia in their own backyard when your form probably hasn't been the best and they've been flying. So who gets off to the best start here?
Well, I'm going to go with England. For the reasons I've said before, I just think the Australians haven't played too much 50-over cricket. Sydney's going to be a good wicket. I think England, as I say, have shaped up pretty well since they've got there. I know they've been working hard back here, and I think they can produce a bit of a surprise in the first game. And I think at 7-4, that represents a really good price.
Okay, I hope you're right. 7-4 for England to win the first of the matches. Then plenty of markets on there as well. We've got a whole host of markets, the top batsman, top bowler for each team, yeah, and match bets and man of the match and so on and so forth. Anything else stand out to you on Friday morning?
Yeah, I think in the match itself, I like the total match sixes. I think you've seen these days with the more and more 2020 cricket, we've seen a lot of boundaries are scored now, fours and sixes, and I think over 7.5 match sixes at 5-6. I think given what we've seen this year at the SCG in Sydney, the wicket's been absolutely fantastic, the boundaries are not that big, and I think over 7.5, that is more than capable of going over, and maybe over 9, 10, 11, 12 with some of the batsmen on shore. So I think that's one of the standout for the games. In terms of the individual batsmen, again, with England, I'd stick with Ian Bell for the reasons, again, I mentioned. And with Australia, again, I'd be going towards David Warner. But the other one I like is George Bailey. As I said before, briefly, I think he needs a really big series to put his name in the hat for the World Cup. And I think at 6-1, we may see him bat in that 4-5 area. So it'll give him enough time to get an innings and post a score. So I think at 6-1, George Bailey is a one to watch out for too.
Okay, George Bailey could be a bit of value for Australia then. Out of all of that, what will be your best bet for the first match?
I just think England. I think looking through everything, again, for the reasons I've said, I think England can catch Australia cold. And I think they'll be wanting to get off to a good start. And I think 7-4 in a two-horse race is very, very good. I know England have not had a lot of form, and we know how good Australia are, but I think we will see a few changes in the Australian lineup.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much, Anthony. It's been a pleasure speaking to you again. Good luck with your picks and enjoy the series if you stay up to watch it.
Yeah, cheers. Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.